Hi, good morning. This is Alberto from Family First.
Hi, are you the coordinator for Rondell Stevenson?
Yes, I'm the coordinator. How are you?
Hi, my name is Christine calling from Keystone First. Are you aware that Mr. Stevenson is in the hospital?
No, I was not aware. When was he admitted to the hospital?
It looks like he went on the second. Would you guys put the EIM in?
No, actually, the caregiver didn't notify me anything about it, and I actually seek lock-ins for yesterday.
No, so he went. I spoke to Mr. Stevens and he went on 3-2 on March 2nd.
March 2nd.
I just not see the the EIM. I was waiting for the EIM to populate. So you know, he's still receiving clock in.
Yeah, we actually received a clock in for yesterday, and yeah, I'm clocking for today at midnight. I was not aware of this situation. I'll have to call the caregiver immediately.
Yeah, call him immediately, and so you can see because he it looks like he's. I spoke to him. So I spoke to him yesterday morning, and he told me that he. So yesterday was the third. What's today's date? Today's the fourth. Yes. So he went in on the second, and that night, he said his son took him on the second. He had the clock in from beyond 9:14 p.m. on March 2nd.
Yeah, well, March 2nd, I have the clock out at 4, at 3:56 p.m. It is around the hours that he finished. But yeah, then next day I have the clock in, clock out for yesterday, and for today
No,
it's
you may
not
want to
even there.
contact him because
Yeah.
he's been in Edmonton Jefferson Hospital since March 2nd.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much for letting me know. I'll get in contact with the caregiver immediately.
And could you put the EIN once you do?
Yes, perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for letting me know.